the rest of the story. You've heard of Captain James Cook, the 18th century English explorer of the South Pacific and the Antarctic. After a while, Cook and his men grew rather jaded. You know, charting the uncharted began to lose its thrill. Exploring became, well, more of a profession than an adventure. They got a good jolt once, though, on a distant shore in the South Seas. The captain had sent a reconnaissance team out into the wilds, and in a few hours, one of the men returned running like a terrified schoolboy. He at last stood breathless before Captain Cook, searching for the correct words of explanation. Finally, he said, "Sir, out there we have shot something." Well, Captain Cook arched an eyebrow, inquired exactly what it was that his men had shot, to which the messenger replied that neither he nor any of the other men had the slightest idea. Now, for explorer Captain Cook, the old tingle of excitement was back, the feeling that there actually might be something new in the world after all, for he had just been told by one of his men that his recon party had shot and killed a strange, unidentified something. Sure enough, in a few minutes, the detail was spotted returning from its mission, trudging down the beach, proudly bearing the carcass of whatever it was. Now, if Captain Cook had expected something entirely out of the ordinary, he was not disappointed. After the creature had been brought to him for inspection, he just stood there shaking his head. And then all at once, a cacophony of rhetorical questions erupted from the gathering of Cook's men. What in the world was it anyway? Why hadn't they discovered anything like this before? Was its meat edible? Was it edible indeed? That was the most important question of all. Not that the explorers were starving, but any palatable alternative to fresh green turtle would be welcome. "See if you can lay hold of one of the natives," ordered the captain. Surely the inhabitants of this remote island could tell them what was on the menu and what was not. Merely sighting one of the timid, swift natives was chore enough. Actually apprehending one long enough to extract from him some simple information seemed impossible. But nevertheless, another search party was formed, and a native was caught and was detained from his primitive routine about the landscape, and he was brought wide-eyed before Captain Cook. Captain tried to reassure him, said, "We mean you no harm," but the only response was quiet awe. The captain pointed to the carcass of this peculiar what's-it, and then pointed to his own mouth and gave an inquisitive shrug. The native understood, nodded yes. Splendid. That meant the meat was edible after all. By the way, Cook added, he and his men had never seen the likes of this weird creature before. What then did the natives call it? To which the native understandably replied in his own native language, "I don't understand you." To this day, the extraordinary beast discovered by Captain James Cook and his fellow explorers more than 200 years ago is known as the "I don't understand you." It was an oversight on Cook's part. A mistaken belief that the native comprehended his question. Today we know of 150 species and subspecies of this animal, and you and I still call it the "I don't understand you." Because you see, in our language, we have adopted from the original regional aboriginal dialect of Australia, we have adopted their word for the phrase, "I don't understand you," and their word was kangaroo. And now you know the rest of the story.